you fans of the 2019 NFC East champion Philadelphia Eagles out there. This is episode 25 of the Missing Link Podcast. Your connection to the Eagles through the eyes of a fan. Today we're reviewing a 34-17 win over the New York Giants and previewing the playoff matchup against the Seattle Seahawks. I think we're living in a dream. The Philadelphia Eagles are NFC East champions of the 2019 season. How the hell did we get to this point? Knocking off the Giants, going on four straight wins, taking down the Cowboys. It was just in a magical run, and this was the perfect capstone to four straight weeks of stress, anxiety. But hey, you got to experience some lows to get to these highs, and absolutely amazed with the performance from not just Carson Wentz, but all of the role players that have stepped up during this game, and honestly the whole season when it comes to injuries, because we lost Brandon Brooks. Looks like he's going to be out for probably the rest of the playoffs, maybe even all the way until training camp. You lose Zach Ertz to a lacerated kidney and a fractured rib. Dallas Goedert has to step up. Matt Pryor goes in at right guard for Brooks. Miles Sanders goes down. I mean, it was just a graveyard, a skeleton crew on offense. And this team, as they have all season, showed grit, determination, and that next man up mentality. And you got to give a ton of credit to Doug Peterson for keeping this team together. And really the whole coaching staff, minus Mike Groh, because I would like for you to be fired, please. The Eagles are finding these role players and starters from the practice squad, undrafted free agents. It's really something to behold. And as more talent comes back to this team, we get back Miles Sanders this week, we get Zach Ertz, DeSean Jackson in the divisional round, this team can become more and more dangerous because we are looking at the bare bones of this roster and there's nowhere to go but up. But let's take a look at this Giants game. So I don't know about you guys, but for the entire first half and into the third quarter, it was really blow for blow. Daniel Jones going down the field. Saquon Barkley has a long touchdown run. It feels like we're really kind of stuttering on offense. You know, you're getting some points, but you're not getting enough points. Defense overall played pretty damn well. And the game really broke out when Malcolm Jenkins strip sacked Daniel Jones. Fletcher Cox picked it up to return it back to the one for another Boston Scott touchdown. That was the turning point of the game. That's when I knew that it was over, where the Giants started to get deflated. Because the thing is about bad teams is you can't let them hang around, because that's how they gain more and more confidence as the game progresses. So that really shut down that team, made them quit on themselves, and opened the door for the Eagles to take this thing and win the NFC East. Luckily, the Cowboys did exactly what we needed them to do. Scored 47 points against the Redskins, but it was all for naught. They're going home. They're sitting on their couch. Them and their fans can just shut the hell up. Leave us alone. Dak Prescott this, Zeke Elliott that, blah, blah, blah. It's over. There's so many times during this season where I didn't even know if we were going to get anywhere close to winning this thing. I mean, like the Atlanta game, the Detroit game, there were so many times where you saw the talent. And you think about the way that the season started with all that talent, quote unquote, that we had on the roster. DeSean Jackson goes down. Austin Jeffrey goes down. We don't know what we have with Miles Sanders. This offense did not have an identity. And Carson was a little up and down. And the offensive line was shuffling. I mean, this team is really starting to become one coherent unit. And it's getting hot at just the right time. I see a lot of criticism where, okay, we haven't played really anyone in this four-game stretch. Okay, well, look, I mean, regardless of the talent level, these are NFC East opponents. These are divisional games, and you can't really put a price or a vibe on a divisional game. It's just not the same. When you have people like the Dolphins beating the Patriots, I think that goes a long way. You know, these divisional rivals, it's personal. You know, they hate your guts. They want to take you down. And the Giants had absolutely nothing to lose. They came out to beat the Eagles, just like last week. The Dallas Cowboys are coming out there to beat the Eagles. You just have these teams lining up wanting to knock you off more than anything in the world just to ruin your season. So, more, I don't care what the records are. I don't care who's playing on the other side of the field. It takes a lot of grit, determination, and teamwork to keep a team together for four straight wins. It's very hard to win a game in the National Football League. Regardless of how this went out, I'm proud of the guys. I'm proud of the studs that we have with Cox and Jenkins playing up to their potential. I'm proud of the practice squad players like Boston Scott going for 3 touchdowns. And I'm so proud of Carson for dialing in what makes him special and so great. And that is his decision-making, his accuracy, and being able to extend plays when needed. When he hit Perkins across the field for that touchdown, there are maybe 3 quarterbacks in the league that can make that kind of throw. Crossbody, cross the field, on a dime, on a rope. There's games where he has some of those flashy moments. There's games where he's a little more workmanlike, but he's really taken over these fourth quarters of these games, and he has put this team on his back and carried us to the playoffs. Now what we need to do is we need to take all that goodwill, take all that teamwork, and push it into the playoffs. You're in the dance, anything can happen. And I want to make something very, very clear about this game. This season, right now, before anything happens in the postseason, regardless of how far we go, regardless of who plays well, this season is an absolute success. Okay? It's a success. Carson showed us he's a franchise quarterback, put the team on his back, carried us to the playoffs. It's not going to get any worse than it is right now. Practice squad players everywhere, offensive line in shambles, running backs that we're relying on coming from out of nowhere. This is going to be a much improved roster from here on out. Carson's going to get playoff experience this Sunday. It's going to be so important for his development and his growth that he has that under his belt. He played a healthy 16 games, and no matter what happens from here on out, it's a success. So we're playing with house money, and that's what makes it so exciting, because there's no pressure. You just go in and you do your thing. You know, we're at home. No one thinks we can do anything because of the roster that we have in place. And if we win this game, DeSean Jackson is on track to come back. Zach Ertz gets 1 week healthier. We don't know how exactly it's going to shake out. Go out there, play your best game, give it your best shot, see what happens. Seattle is the perfect opponent for us to play in the opening wild card round because it's at home, so we get to have them back in our building. They've already played us once this year, so you know the team is not going to take them lightly, and they're also going to be angry that they were beaten in their own house. And Russell Wilson is even more so now the sole focal point of that team. They gave the Niners a great game, but I think you saw a lot of things that are going to be wrong with that offense coming into the link. The running game is in shambles. Penny especially, who had a huge game against us in the regular season, are both injured on injured reserve. They're not going to be playing. They were so desperate for a running back that they went and signed Marshawn Lynch off of his couch after 15 weeks to come in and run the ball. And look, he is what he is. He's a power runner. He's not going to break the game apart. He's not there enough to establish a consistent running game. And that plays right into our hands. Here's some stats for Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks during the season. Wilson had 31 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Their leading rusher was Carson, who again is on injured reserve. He had over 1,200 yards. And Tyler Lockett is their leading receiver with 82 receptions, over 1,000 yards, and 8 touchdowns. That's going to be the main focal point, is keeping Lockett under wraps and keeping Wilson in the pocket. You go back to the game against the Seahawks in November, and the big breakout game for Rashad Penny was during this time. He had 14 carries, 129 yards with 1 touchdown. Russell Wilson wasn't really that impressive. He had 200 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, and Tyler Lockett led the way as well with 1 catch for 38 yards. Their passing game wasn't really working for them. It was the running game that we got gashed in. And that's why it's so important that these injuries that have transpired over the last couple of weeks are going to lead very heavily in the Eagles' favor, even though we're down our own offensive personnel. But you gotta also remember that this was absolutely, by far, Carson Wentz's worst game of the regular season. 2 interceptions. He hasn't even thrown an interception in the month of December. He had 3 fumbles. Lost 2 of them, so he had 4 turnovers. And then Dallas Goedert had a lost fumble as well, if you remember that. Giveaway after giveaway after giveaway. And the Seahawks only won 17-9. That gives me so much confidence that if Carson just plays a clean game, which is absolutely what has been happening over the past month, he's just playing clean, consistent, carefree football. You keep that up and we're going to win this game. Because Seattle does not have the firepower to just run up and down the field, throwing bombs left and right to these receivers. It's just not going to happen. They're based on the running game, and their running game is now decimated. And their defense is terrible. Their defense is in the bottom third of the league. They don't keep up with teams in that way. That's not how they're built. They're built to play with a lead. So it's going to be key. Step up, get ahead of this team, don't turn the ball over, and you're going to win. One thing to remember about Seattle's offense is that they fumbled 26 times this year. That is second highest rate in the league. Marshawn Lynch hasn't played really at all, so it's going to also be important to hit him as hard as possible, make him uncomfortable, and hopefully get a fumble or two out of him. On defense, Jadeveon Clowney's been playing out of his mind. I really wish that we would have had the balls, at least Howie would have, to trade for him, because we really got, could have gotten for a third round pick. But outside of him, Seahawks defense has not been playing very well. They rank 30th in sack rate and pressure rate. That's the worst standing of any of the playoff teams that are in. And of the 132 teams to make the playoffs since 2009, the Seahawks have a 4.3 sack rate, which is 129th. So you can see historically in this decade, they are very, very bad with their sack pressure rate. And that just plays right into Carson Wentz's hands. The protection's been pretty solid, and it's going to be important for us to get the running game established and all those kinds of things, but we're not looking at anything like a juggernaut standing across from us. And if this game was played in Seattle, it would be a completely different situation. But they're not. They're playing in Philadelphia. And I'm going to be cheering my ass off in the upper deck with my fiance, Samai, going absolutely wild with fellow Eagles fans, making sure that that home field advantage is felt and that the Seahawks are in trouble while they're on offense. It's been a wild ride of a season. I'm not ready for it to end yet. I ran a poll on Twitter yesterday, over 73 votes, basically two different questions. Are the Eagles going to win or are the Eagles going to lose? And 71% said that the Eagles were going to win, which I phrased that question saying that I was very confident that we were going to win this game. And it seems like fan confidence level is very high, which it should be. There are a lot of reasons to feel good about this game. Seattle's injuries, the Eagles, the way that they've been playing recently, and Seattle having to travel. So overall, if I had to put a number with this, is the Eagles are going to win this playoff game. And who knows what happens next? Maybe we get DeSean Jackson back and our offense completely changes, whether we're playing San Francisco, New Orleans, or whoever. But right now, I'm going to say Eagles 28, Seahawks 21. It's not going to be easy. And I'm not going to take it for granted that Russell Wilson is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But Eagles have a lot of momentum. They're going to come out to a crowd that is going to be absolutely raving, going crazy. Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia for a playoff game is an electric atmosphere. I trust Doug Peterson to run a great offense. I trust Carson Wentz to not turn the ball over five times. And I trust this defense to bottle up the running game with Marshawn Lynch. So feel good about this one, Eagles fans. We're going to win. We're going to advance. And remember what I said, regardless of what happens, this season has been an absolute success. So congratulations to the Eagles for winning the NFC East crown. Congratulations for our 4-game win streak. And congratulations to Carson Wentz to start to shed the label of injury prone, having played a playoff game, etc. We're watching this kid grow before our very eyes, and it's going to serve him well very far into the future while we have him for the next decade plus. Stay with me, everybody. Fly, Eagles, fly. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Missing Link Podcast. If you liked it, please share this with a fellow Eagles fan that you have in your life. Please rate, review, and subscribe this on whatever app that you're listening to it on. It really does help us spread the word about this podcast to other fans. I hope to see some of you guys tailgating this weekend. Shoot me a message on Twitter. Love to stop by and pass out some swag. Go Birds!